In Iraq, United Nations weapons inspectors are facing new hurdles. UN officials in Baghdad say Iraq has been emboldened by anti-war sentiment expressed at the UN Security Council and in massive street protests around the world. Rajiv Chandrasekaran is in Baghdad, where he reports for The Washington Post. He says Iraq has not fully complied with inspectors' requests to interview Iraqi scientists since earlier this month.
Since that point, UN officials say that they've been unable to interview any Iraqi scientists involved in biological, chemical programs or missile technology. They say that every time they've put in a request since then, scientists have shown up, but they've demanded on having a tape recorder in the room. And this is a non-starter for the UN inspectors, who fear that the tape, which almost certainly would wind up in the hands of the government after the interview, would lead to a chilling factor in the interview and would prevent the scientists from speaking candidly. So at this point, the UN and the Iraqis are at loggerheads on this issue.
You talk about an editorial in one of the state-controlled newspapers that's owned by Saddam's son, Uday, with the quote, I think there was, "The anti-war demonstrations across the world reflect a new chapter in the global balance of power," the sense that they're spinning off of those demonstrations as justification, in a sense, for what they're doing.
Indeed. And, you know, the view here in Baghdad is it's not Iraq that's isolated, it's America and Britain. They see the whole world as being with them, and the latest evidence they cite are these protests. And they say, look, you know, the world is with us. We don't need to be doing any more.
There's also a question about the Al-Samud 2 missiles that are violating the 93-mile range limit that was imposed by the United Nations after the 1991 Gulf War. This is going to be a key test for Iraq's compliance, no?
Indeed, it will be. The chief UN weapons inspector, Hans Blix, is expected either today or tomorrow to formally deliver a letter to the Iraqis insisting on the destruction of the Al-Samud missiles and perhaps other components involved in the production and assembly and testing of these missiles. And what Iraq chooses to do in response to that letter will be perhaps the most significant test of its compliance here. Iraqi officials maintain that the missiles did not have warheads or guidance systems, and if they had those in them, they would fall within the range limit.
The UN officials there in Baghdad have to be bedeviled by this approach by the Iraqi government. What's their strategy to try to get better compliance?
Well, it's a very dicey situation for them, because if they criticize too much, if Hans Blix, the chief inspector, comes out and says, look, we're getting nothing, it's game over for them. And they don't want to be put out of business. They certainly here feel that inspections do work, that they can achieve some results. So they're in this this delicate game of trying to push enough to achieve compliance, but not so much that it's read by members of the Security Council and others as an admission that the process is not working.
Are you getting a sense there that the next report that Hans Blix delivers to the United Nations will be more negative in terms of Iraq's compliance than his most recent one last week?
Well, the feeling on the ground here is that if there is not more significant compliance on the issue of interviews and that the inspectors don't receive more evidence, more documents that they have been seeking from the Iraqis, that yes, the feeling is that they would present a slightly more downcast assessment to the council when he presents his next report.
Rajiv Chandrasekaran, thanks very much for talking with us.
A pleasure.